What just happened?
Welcome to the pod. It's a beautiful mess. Shane and Louise, no need to impress. Stories, rants, and a laugh or two. And don't forget Tessie, the dog's here too. It's serious, it's silly, it's off the wall. Sort of a show, not a show at all. Sort of a in a podcast crown.
I haven't told you about the program. We're gonna have to add this in as like an extra in the
hi come up whatever. Come up, good girl.
Have you ever had a TV show where you like instantly fall in love with the characters?
Pretty much, yeah.
And when something happens to one of the characters, it's just like devastating.
Yes.
Well,
do tell.
This is major, major spoiler alert. I'll move that out of the way because that's going to sound awful for the...
Oh, the doggy barking. She's got all... People think it's me. Well, this is getting very excited.
Louise is panicking again. So, spoiler alert.
People should watch this. It's
they need
funnier
to watch.
It
is a lot funnier to watch.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Have you seen The Last of Us?
No.
Well, I
think I tried to watch it. Is it the one where it's... Oh, thank you, Boo Girl. Is it the one where it says soft... And I don't want to say... Some kind of care facility.
No.
Okay.
This is the one with, like, the weird zombies that are created from the cordyceps mushroom that has evolved.
No idea, then. So is it a computer game?
It's based off a computer game. So it's based off the Naughty Dog video game, The Last of Us and The Last of Us 2. So it's okay. Only two seasons because it's just based off the same story.
Has the second season gone a bit shit? I'm sure said something the other day about...
Well, this is the second season that's got me. Because they're...
And do you think it's better then?
Well, I've never... So the reason I never watched it or wanted to watch it was because I hadn't played the game. I started a long while ago.
Is this
ago.
The same as I don't want to watch it because I need to read the book first?
A bit.
Okay.
But because I knew that the game was supposed to be really good, like really good, I didn't want to...
So which studio does it?
Naughty Dog. So they made Crash Bandicoot back in
right,
the day. And
okay.
They made Uncharted.
Where are they based in the States?
Brilliant.
They're States-based?
Probably, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, obviously they had big hits for Crash Bandicoot back in the 90s. And then Uncharted was brilliant.
It's the same as the film?
Yeah. Like the film, Uncharted film was they like morphed like three of the games into one story.
Okay.
I didn't like the film as much as the game.
I think I liked the films.
Yeah, but it's because I played the game, so I almost knew the story.
It's like
story.
Me and the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
Like, I can't watch the films.
They just didn't do a very good job with the story because they tried to get... They mashed it all together and it just didn't work.
Okay.
And because,
but
like,
I liked it because I genuinely didn't know until like just here that it was a...
Oh, did you not?
Game? No.
But I think video games, because in a video game, the storytelling is over, like, let's say the average gameplay is like 9 hours.
Yeah.
That's a series.
Yeah.
Essentially. So I get why they made Last of Us into a series. And I put off watching it because I was like, I'll play the game. And I think I started ages ago and I found it too hard. I can't remember. So I knew the beginning of the story. And we watched the first season. I was like, oh, this is brilliant. It's like we're set with character Joel and Ellie.
Come here.
Joel's like the main guy, and he finds this girl Ellie who's like immune to this like cordyceps disease thing, because you find out that when she was born her mum had just been bitten, and then she quickly cut the umbilical cord, so it's like she almost had like an immunity to it.
Right, okay.
So she'd
been exposed to a little bit of it to give you a bit of immunity. So
yes,
right, okay.
So they thought that she had like some miracle blood.
Right, okay.
So that's what the first season is, trying to get her to this like facility to find a cure for everyone, because people are turning into these like crazy zombie things that are like very intelligent because they can communicate. You know how like mushrooms have the, what do you call it? Like the stems that go out and they can all talk to each other. the same,
like trees do.
Yes. Yeah. So they can communicate with each
but
other.
They do, but they do think forests communicate through mushrooms, and that's why if a tree falls down or you have to fell a tree, you should leave it there because of the fungus that in the it makes.
I think there is something more to it than we actually know.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. But apparently, I've heard this the other day, that they used to think that trees worked independently to get the best spots and stuff, but they now think they work completely collaboratively so that everybody gets...
Yes.
So it's like societal. So it's like, what's the word? Almost communist. So socialist society, but it means that everyone gets a bit of the good stuff and then everybody takes a bit of the...
But I think it's all connected through the mushroom.
Yeah, I think it's too. We're bound to get lots of comments going, and you're talking shite again.
I'm sure I've heard that many times.
Sorry, go on, I digress. The last
and
of us.
So, like the first season, you fall
that sounds
in love
really
with these,
good. I might
you fall
actually
in love with these two characters. I'm going to absolutely spoil it for you now. Second season, second episode in, Joel gets captured by these people because he goes to save Ellie.
You are
going
to have to do a spoiler alert. Where
major
are you going to put
alert.
This into the first episode? You should
do. And at the end of the first season, Joel saves Ellie from these people that he thought was trying to get a cure because he realises actually they're in it for themselves and they're themselves. And he kills a load of people, including the doctor, like savagely, like no remorse. He's just like, bam, you're dead, to save Ellie because he lost his daughter at the beginning of the season. She's turned into like...
Oh, wow, okay.
His daughter. And at the end of it, she asks him what happened, and he lies to her and says that loads of people got invaded by raiders, blah, 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 a load of people died. Not that he killed them all. Well, anyway, there's another girl who's the daughter of the doctor that...
Tessie!
Daughter of the doctor that he killed wants revenge and wants to kill Joel. So she hunts for Joel, like, 5 years later and finds him. Basically ends up, and then Ellie goes in just as like they're capturing. She's been beating Joel, and he's like laying on the floor, like dying.
Good girl.
And then they like push like Ellie to the ground, and she's like, "Get up, Joel! Get up, Joel!" And she's like, "Joel,
Joel's dead."
And then they stab Joel and kill Joel, and I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "How?" I was like, "What the fuck?" So they've just killed off the main character, like the main character of the program. Then it's like, I wonder if it happened in the video game. And that is what happens in the video game.
I said, like, yeah, if you played a video game, then no spoilers.
I was like, you know, when you just feel like really sad.
I remember there was, is it called Spooks? It's BBC One back in the day. It's like MI5. And I think it did go off the rails a little bit towards the end. But in the first early series, they always used to have like these mad like twists of the stories where a major character would get killed. Like I am not kidding. Like you'd be like going, what just happened? Yeah.
Well, I rarely get affected by a TV series. The only time that I ever got effect like that was back in the day when I used to watch Ghost Whisperer. Have you ever seen Ghost Whisperer with Jennifer Love Hewitt? Like in season 4, they kill off her husband.
I think I started watching it. I don't think I ever got into it. Too samey. Were they not samey all the time?
The fourth series was brilliant because they had introduced this new story of where they kill off the husband. He doesn't want to cross over into the light because she can see ghosts. And he goes into someone else's body after that one crosses over. And then he can't remember who he is and can't remember Melinda. And it's really sad. And it like lasts the whole season. But it made it better for that one.
Do you know what the bizarre thing is? I've seen... I think it's only really recently, like in the last 6 months, that I watched like maybe 2 or 3. And the first one was good. Does she move to a new town?
Yeah,
Something like that.
Yeah.
And she helps like a little boy or something.
Yeah, what, on the railway?
Yes!
Yeah,
and it was really good. And I was really enjoying it. But then like the second one, it was just sort of... Does she open a florist, something like that?
She antique shop.
Right, okay. And then she sees...
I can't imagine you'd be doing that.
Oh, I'd love to have an antique shop. I genuinely think she should have done art history at university, but it's a whole story for another day. Oh my God, I'm forgetting the best bargain at the charity shop the other day. I got an easel for £10.
Why do you mean?
It wasn't
an easel?
£10, it was £8.
But for why?
Because they make the best telly stands ever. You don't want to put your telly on the wall.
An easel?
An easel.
Like a wooden one?
Yes. Right, look at your easel up there. Right, but think a nice antique wooden easel with your telly on it.
How is that safe?
I'm going to take pictures of it. It's got like three legs and stuff, and you can clamp them in, can't you? If you think of like an artist who puts a canvas in, so your canvas instead of your canvas, and you can clamp them in, is your telly. You can't do it with like a 60-inch one, but you can do it with like a nice little one.
Did you want, didn't you? Not like my giant ones.
But yeah, so I bought, so I got one in Suffolk, but I bought like a shit one from the internet. So yeah, I got a really nice one in the charity shop for £8. So I put it up in the front room to like get it, because I'm going to take it to Suffolk and put it in the corner of my room. And it's just there without a picture on or without like the telly on. And I just love it in the corner of the room just by itself.
Because it makes you look like an artist.
I think so, yeah. So now I'm tempted to put a picture on it rather than the telly on it. But yeah, why was I telling you this?
Melinda's antique store.
So we did. So I watched it and I maybe watched. I probably did mean to keep watching it. But honestly, I must have watched like two or three. And there were some, like, mean girls. There was a mean girl.
Oh, yeah.
Witch.
Yeah.
Witch. No, that's wrong. A ghost. And I just maybe got to maybe three of them. And I just thought, nothing happens. It's just her seeing ghosts.
Well, yeah, so it's like, it's a standalone
one. And helping a little
bit. And she'll help someone with crossing over a loved one. And that's the premise of it. But then there is, like, a season-long story.
I never got to that.
Like, at the end of the first season, there's an aeroplane crash.
Right.
And she keeps getting all these signs and these ghosts coming to warn her. And then she's, like, ringing the American Airlines or whatever, saying there's going to be a plane. There's a plane in the air. The pilot's dead. And they're like, how do you know this type thing? And then it's because this, like, demonic spirit is, like, trying to kill a load of people. And yeah, it gets good.
What were you telling me about it? Now that I realise what you are
because
about.
Because that was the only other time where I actually cared about a character when they got killed off.
Oh, right, okay.
But then he comes back, which is really nice. Oh. You need to watch season four.
No, there's, what's it called? The Heart of Dixie. Have you seen that?
No.
You probably wouldn't. It is pretty girly. But I love the characterisation in that. And the first time I watched it, I thought, this is the best thing I've ever watched. It's like, It is that. Do you know those Christmas films where there's a girl and she's in the city and she moves to like a rural town and hates it and then it's brilliant and then falls in love and
it's
that, but she's a doctor, but she didn't get onto the program she wants to be, and then turns out that she's got a dad who was a doctor and he's left his practice to her, and so then she gets all into the community and stuff, and then she meets one guy who she probably should be with, but then he's with somebody else. And then she has like hookups with this other guy, then falls in love with the other guy. And I loved it. And I loved every single character and I loved every single episode. And I'd done that thing where you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait to watch it again. Do you know when you've not seen a film in a long time? And you'd sort of almost want to forget what's happening.
Yeah.
I'd waited a long time to watch again. And it was just all right. And I didn't get to the end of watching it all again because it was okay, but it wasn't half as good as I remembered it. And I don't know if it's at different stages in your life or different relationships. But I remember, there's a guy who she really should be with. He's a lawyer, she's a doctor. It sort of makes sense that they're together. But then she falls for, like, you know, the odd job man and stuff. But then they're quite passionate. So it kind of makes up for it. And I was watching it. And I thought, I remember what happens. And I know she ends up with the one. And it turns out to be absolutely the right for all the characters. But maybe it's because I'm just a bit longer in the tooth or, you know, different relationships or whatever. But I was thinking, no, you should be with the lawyer. Don't be ridiculous. So I got, I don't know, a little bit annoyed about it. But yeah, but that's the only time that's ever happened where I've watched something that I've loved and it's not quite as been as good as.
Andy had one. Have you ever seen Heartland? It's the horsey one. where she's like a horse trainer.
I think I have.
It's like loads of seasons.
Yes, and I think that's why I stopped watching it. And I think I probably got through the first half and was enjoying it, but thought there's too many of these.
Well, Andy loves it because it's horsey.
Yeah.
And it went on. And he'd watched it from like the beginning. And the main girl's husband dies.
Yes.
I think he may have actually cried.
Wow. It changes all the characters quite often, I seem to remember. I did start watching it.
A lot of the original OG ones still in it. Like, it's still going.
I don't know if I'd... Do you know, back in the day before Catch Up, do you know, like, if you didn't have anything to do in a weekend and you just watched, like, Channel 4 or Channel 5, and you just had to sort of watch what was on, I think what I'd done is probably watched one of them out of series and then I'd tried to go back and thought, well, what is this? What is this? And I really enjoyed it. It's like the OC that you used to watch, that used to just... pick that up, and you know everything used to repeat itself, didn't you? So if it was new out on a Sunday, then it'd probably repeat on a Wednesday or something, wouldn't it? So I watched the
on the days of actual old TV.
Yeah. So I watched, I think, all the OC out of and One Tree Hill.
Used to... Oh my god, yeah. Callie used to love that.
Did she?
And I think I watched it like off the back of that.
Right.
I just used to like the opening titles.
Yes.
I don't want to be
because
anything.
They were singers. Oh, she was a singer. Oh, I can't remember.
One of them was.
But I watched... so you used to dip in and dip out, sort of, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then, like I've always said to you, I will never do Lost again. You know, when everybody got into Lost and it just turned to shit.
I haven't really watched that. But
I like to get something ends to do it. But with the OC, I kind of broke a rule and I watched the last OC. Like before having watched, and I'd watched bits and pieces, so we kind of knew the general gist of what was going on.
I did that with the X-Files when I first watched it. I watched maybe like 5 seasons, then I jumped ahead and watched the very, very last one.
Right, okay.
And it confused me a bit, and I wish I hadn't.
Right, okay. But I watched the very last day, so I never went back to watch it. But that just had the most perfect ending. It was just brilliant. It just tied every last bit, but also showed you them in the future, what they were doing and what they'd achieved.
Well, that was a bit like Walking Dead. Oh. Like, you haven't seen that, have you?
I loved The Walking Dead for the bit that I stuck with it, but again, it just started getting so samey that I thought,
I can't watch it. I think we've discussed it on here the other showrunner took over in real life, and then it got good when what are they called? The Whisperers and all that.
Oh, I don't know. It was all just getting a bit samey.
I haven't watched the spin-offs yet. They've still got that to
go. But no, the other one was Malcolm in the Middle. I thought the last Malcolm in the Middle was brilliant.
They're rebooting that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But without Themajee, because he's actually going to Harvard.
Which one? Dewey?
Dewey, yeah. Because there's... Oh, Malcolm. There's the older brother, isn't there, whose name I can't remember. Then they have the young baby, Jamie.
Oh.
Who's the surprise baby, wasn't he?
It's been so long since I watched it.
Yeah, but it was so good because it basically, it didn't show you what they're doing in the future, but it kind of said what, it was really good. It was a really good last episode.
What's the other little boy called? Like, not the one older than Malcolm. Don't remember.
Oh, Pounders.
I tell you which did have a really good ending.
What?
Schitt's Creek.
I've never watched any of those.
I think I cried.
Did you?
Maybe. Yeah. That is the perfect series.
Really?
From beginning to end. I wish it would have gone on longer because I liked
it
so much.
How many series was it?
There's only like 5 and there's only like 10 in a season.
Okay. Oh, that's doable.
So it's very bingeable because they're only like 20 minutes long, 30 minutes long. They're not like long.
Don't throw any moss, don't they? Water.
Moira Rose is the best character ever created for telly.
Never seen it. I can't even comment.
She's played by the mum from Home Alone. Do you know who I'm on about?
I do, but
I was like,
Kevin! Poor dog. But yeah, no, I don't know what she's called. I know who she is, though.
She is Catherine O'Hara.
Right, okay.
She is hilarious. And she does this weird, like, if you watch her, you'll just want to do, like, her Moira-isms. Like, oh, the baby. Do you want to do something with the baby? Like, she does, she pronounces words really weird.
I might have to watch that. But, yeah. Well, it's been lovely, Shane. We've done 20 episodes. We're now having a little bit of a hiatus over the summer because we're a little bit busy, aren't we?
Yes.
Both professionally and personally.
Yes, I think it's going to be a busy summer.
I think so.
Isn't it?
So, yeah, so we're going to have a little bit of a break and come back maybe with a slightly different format. Less randomness. We can
stick to, yeah.
And then maybe actually we could properly public, not that we didn't publicise this, but actually because we've got no hooks, have we, or we couldn't say what our next episode was about, or we could have actually, we might try and do it properly next time.
Maybe actually time ourselves when we're doing it, because that's also we never know how long we've gone on for, and by the time we look at it, it's like, oh, we've done 3 hours worth.
Yeah, I know. I'll actually do some research into shit that we're talking about. Or maybe not think that the general viewing public will find us as hilarious as we know we are.
I think they do. Some people do.
Just Kyle, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, just Kyle, but and Mum. Mum likes to listen to us, yeah.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, she watches us on a Wednesday morning.
Oh, bless her.
Hello, before Lisa. She starts work. Brightens up her day.
Well, bear in mind how many people. I mean, my friend, if she's had like a night out, will occasionally put us on YouTube and have us in the background. And she'll occasionally quote with stuff that we've said. And I said, but if you'd have listened to the rest of the episode, you'd know. Because she'll sometimes say to me, what, blah, 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 blah. And I'll go, well, if you'd have watched the rest of it, oh, you were just in the background.
Yeah, but okay. I don't remember anything that we've said on anything. So when, like, Carl was mentioned stuff to me, I was like, what happened on that episode?
Well, the funny thing is for a while, because I did get busy, because professionally I've had a little bit of a change, and I did get increasingly busy, like mad busy, that I couldn't even have stuff on in like the background.
Oh yeah, to concentrate.
Like, madly. Oh, I got the habit of listening to it. And then I was walking the dog, was it last weekend, the weekend before, I can't remember. But wherever it was, and I listened to like two back to back. I thought, oh, it is good. It is good. I enjoy it. But yeah, you are right. Never remember anything. Oh, my baby girl.
That's why we needed the pound, some pounder to put together like a wiki page that details everything we've ever spoken about. Ever. So if anyone wants to do that in our hiatus.
Well, I think generally we thought we'd get more people to come onto the show, didn't we? And it's funny, people still say now that they will do. And then we say, oh, you're coming on the show. Then, oh, no.
Yeah, people don't like talking about like things. But our socials, I think we are close to, in total across the board, 1 million views.
Wowzers.
So we have done pretty well. Wow. We have achieved a lot in our 20 episodes, yes.
Unlike Gabe, who did that Valentine's thing. Did one video going, who am I going to spend Valentine's with? Just looked at his phone, didn't say anything else. Just
Maybe that's what we need to do after 4.1 million. You can sit and look at the camera and go, who am I going to spend my birthday with? And just keep looking at the camera. Who am I going to spend my birthday with?
Maybe. Right, on that note, have a good summer, everybody.
Yes, and until next time, pound away. Yes, sort of pound. Let's shout it loud. We're not a cult, but we've got a crowd.